Hallelujah. Good morning, precious disciples. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, for a new day to experience your glory, see your glory, so as to experience your glory of the days that you set out for us, Lord. Bless this word, Father God, and just be with each and every one in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 96, and it's just verses 3 and 4.
Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods.
Hallelujah. This God that has called us, has woken us up, that he's walking with us, that he's revealing his glory to us is where our praises come from, and where we find our life in his praises, because he's the all-knowing, all-powerful, a God that is everywhere. This is family. I say God, when I say God, I'm thinking Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and then all the angels, and the kingdom. And so the wonderful thing, it's his glory that we are waking up to. And this glory is seen in creation. The word of God says that God's goodness, God's glory is seen in all that he has made. He sees his power, how he just spoke it into being and how it came about. And his divine attributes, the divinity is seen in when we look into creation, anything that he has made, any plant, any stone, any tree, any organism, what do you see? You see unique divine intelligence, a intelligence that is way, way beyond us, but it's available for us because this is the God that this God is our family. This is our big brother, this is our Holy Spirit, like a mother and the Father who has provided for us adequately. And so as we have brought them into our equation of life, or better said, because they have brought us into their persuasion of life, into their understanding, that's where we shine, that's where we start waking up to the goodness of God. And that's why, like yesterday's one scripture that was given was, beholding the glory of the Lord as in a mirror. As you make time for God, he draws, and you draw close to him, he draws close to you. And that's where you start arising and you start shining in the place, the unique glory, the unique splendor that he's got for you. I love 1 Corinthians, I think it's 1 Corinthians chapter 2. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 2, where he speaks there. Paul speaks about a unique glory that's available, but it's not for everyone, because this unique glory is for people that has come out of darkness. They have come into the kingdom, and they are under pastors, prophets, teachers, evangelists, the fivefold ministry, so as to equip them, awake them up, to bring them to understand we've got all goodness, and it's all found in God, and it's found in fellowship with each other. But then there comes a time where taken all the baby steps, and you need to come into maturity. So he speaks about there's a glory for the mature, a wisdom for the mature, so that you can see what no eye has seen, so you can hear what no ear has heard. And this is by the Spirit. This is the Spirit witnessing with our spirit, because we are now of the kingdom, we are now of God, and we have now got a destiny to fulfill. And that's the beauty, guys. We just got to stay with God and draw close to him. He draws close to us, and then as he arises from the inside, We arise by embracing this righteousness, this rights we he gives us as a child of the living God, and then we confess it unto salvation, unto sharing it. And then the beautiful thing again, the glory of God is the one that where his finger points, his hand is also. So then he's equipping and he's bringing to pass all the gifts, all the wisdom, all the power necessary to fulfill our daily task and to bring about the vision and the plan that he's got for us. Hallelujah. So the glory of God is so beautiful and so big, but you see it so uniquely linked to people of obedience. You see that in the old covenant. You see the beauty of what can come from a obedient a child of the Most High God. And then you see the full beautiful picture, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. The life of Jesus was prophetically has been prophetically declared to us so that we can see the path of the baby to the young man, to the maturity, and then to this mighty revival that is coming here, where the body of Christ rises up as the bride and becomes and does everything they're supposed to do, and this kingdom comes in power and it covers the earth as the waters cover the sea. So be blessed. You've been called into this goodness. Stay in this goodness daily and proclaim this goodness daily. In Jesus' name, amen.